Hello, this is Matthew. Hello.
Yes.
Can you hear me there?
Yes.
This is Matthew. I'm calling from the front desk.
Yes.
I just was calling in regards to the room service order that was placed. Just wanted to let you know it's a little bit late, but we should have that up within the next 5 to 10 minutes.
I don't know whether you have the right room. I don't think we ordered room service. We just
walked. Oh, no, this is room 2113, right?
Yes.
Oh, yes. So we have two sirloin steaks on the way up with a bottle of Dom Perignon.
No, hold on a minute.
Oh, sorry, it's already been billed to the room.
No, we've been sleeping. No, definitely.
No, it's already been charged to the card that's been used. Do you want to send the food up?
No. We are sleeping. No,
I'm sorry. It's already been charged there to the card.
Well, it can't be because we've been sleeping. We didn't order anything and you just woke us up.
No, I'm sorry, it's already been charged. I'm asking you if you'd like us to bring it up, or are you saying you're not interested in this order anymore?
No, we didn't even order it. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Oh, well, you've already been billed for it there. Would you like me to,
Hold on a minute.
The wait staff could eat it here.
Hold on a minute, please. Hold on a minute, please.
No problem.
Can you deal with this?
Hello?
Hello, this is Matthew. I'm calling from the front desk here.
Yes?
There seems to be some confusion regarding a room service query.
Nobody ordered room service here.
Oh, no, we've already processed the order. It's already been billed to your card, and I was just calling to inform you it should be but another 5 minutes before it's up there.
I'm telling you no room service is ordered.
No, I'm sorry. Someone already ordered the room service. The order's been placed, and your card has been charged. I'm just asking you if you'd like us to bring the food up to the room.
I just told you, I didn't order room service, so why would I want the food?
No, I'm sorry, I'm saying it's already been billed to you. Would you like us to bring it up? Or if you're not interested, if you'd like us to cancel the order, I can give it to the wait staff, but you still have to pay for it.
Why should I pay for it? I didn't
it's already been billed to your room now. I can't reverse the charge, I'm sorry.
So whose fault is that then?
Certainly not our fault. If you ordered from your room there, how are we to know that you're going to change your mind? But 10 minutes later, that's not right.
Hey, guy, listen. I didn't order anything. Do you understand that?
Someone from your room has already placed a room service order.
Hey, look, listen. No one ordered. We got back late last night. We were sleeping. Who would order a steak?
Okay, someone already ordered, the food has been cooked, and your card has been charged. Would you like us to bring the food up to you, or would you like us to cancel the order? You will still have to pay for it, but we won't bring
it
up.
I'm telling you, I'm not going to pay for anything that I didn't order.
No, the card's already been charged. I'm looking at the computer right here. It's already been charged to your card.
Listen, I don't
There's no way that we can refund this. The food's already been cooked there. Everything's on its way up.
I don't care whether the food has been cooked. This is not the civil service.
I'm sorry. No, it's not the civil service. It's a hotel, and when you order room service, we're obliged to bring up the food.
I didn't order anything. Do you understand that?
I'm sorry, sir. You've already been billed for it. Would you like us to bring it up, or would you like us to find some hungry homeless people at farm?
I am not two things. Let's just be clear about it. A, we didn't order. B, I'm not going to pay for it. Three,
it's already been charged. You can't not pay for it, sir. It's already been charged to your card.
Hey, listen, I don't care whether who has charged and who has ordered.
Okay, I'm afraid I don't like your attitude. I'm afraid I'm going to have to ask you to leave the premises.
I'm sorry, I don't like your attitude. Who the hell are you?
My name is Matthew. I'm calling from the front desk.
Matthew?
That's
listen.
Correct.
Listen, Matthew, I already told you I didn't order room service and you don't bill it to me. And Matthew...
You've already been charged for it, sir. There's no way I can reverse this charge. Okay, so what you're saying is it's okay that the charge has gone through. You don't want the food. In that case, I can give it to the wait staff here.
I don't want to be billed for it.
Okay, well, so you've already been charged for it. I tell you what, though, we won't disturb you. We'll give the steaks to the hotel staff,
listen,
and I'll take the champagne for myself.
Listen, I don't care what you do with the damn steak. I didn't order it, and I'm not going to pay for it.
Okay, so, well, I'm afraid that's wrong, because you've already paid for it. And I'm saying if you don't want it, then I can take it here.
Listen, I have to talk to somebody when I check out later this morning.
Sorry, would you like to speak with my supervisor?
I will speak to your supervisor when I'm ready. I just, you woke me up. I'm sleeping, you woke me up, and now you accuse me of bad attitude for a steak that I didn't order. It's totally ridiculous the way this thing is going. It sounds like a comedy. And I'm not enjoying it.
Well, sir, I'm sorry. You've already been charged for it. I'm sorry that you find the situation comedic, but there's not much I can do at this point. Your card has been charged.
But I'm not laughing.
Would you like me to go ahead and not bring the food up? There's no way I can reverse the charge, but would you like me to not bring the food up? Because I can take the food here.
Hey, listen. I don't want to eat the food. I never ordered food.
Okay, that's fine. I'll take the food here, and thank you for the steaks.
Yeah, I'm not going to pay for it.
No, you've already been charged for it. I'll go ahead and eat them here.
This is totally ridiculous. No order has been placed. You better make sure that you got the right room. No order has been placed.
This is room 2113, is that right?
Yes.
I know what room I'm calling, sir.
Jesus.
Sir, I know what room I'm calling. I'm calling in regards to your room. I'm calling in regards to the room service order that you placed.
Hey. Nobody ordered.
And I'm afraid, quite frankly, sir, I don't much care for your attitude. Now, it's not right. You either go ahead and accept the food, or I will go ahead and eat it myself, and you can pay for it. But that's the only of the two, that's the only two options you have. You've already paid for it, so I'm not processing a refund, because quite frankly, you're a bloody twat.
Oh, bloody twat, you call me. Maybe. This is totally unacceptable. Maybe you're in the service industry. How can you behave like this?
I'm sorry, sir. I don't much care for your attitude here. You've already been billed for it. Do you want the bloody steaks or not? I'm not going to play on the phone with you.
Listen, nobody...
I have a job to do.
Okay?
You've already been charged for the steaks. Do you want them or not? If not, I will go ahead and eat them myself.
Maybe
do you understand that?
You're in big trouble. Okay?
I'm sending up security right now, and you can talk with them. Good day, sir.
What? Hello?
Hello, this is Michael. I'm the manager of the hotel here. I understand you have a problem with you're not wanting the steak sent up.
Sorry, who's that speaking again?
This is Michael. I'm the manager here at the hotel. I understand that you have a problem with the steak.
No, I do not have any problem with the steak. Michael, I got a phone call while I was sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
To say that I ordered a steak which I didn't.
I see.
And I was told by that person who called me that he will bill the steak to me anyway, and that whether I wanted to have the steak which I didn't order.
I understand.
That's a really strange phone call I have at 5:30 a.m. in the morning.
Well, he has billed you already. I mean, it's been billed because you're the one that ordered it.
That's a strange thing.
We have a caller ID here. We can tell where the calls come from the room, and we see it came from your room to order the steak. So you can't just say that you didn't order it, because we can tell it came from your room.
My wife and I were sleeping. How could we have placed an order while we are asleep, and we don't... Why would I place an order when I got back at 12 midnight last night, after a heavy dinner, and I'm leaving at 10:30 this morning?
We get all kinds of strange orders.
And really, how in the world would I have ordered the steak? I mean, I don't want to eat a steak.
Well, we don't know what your eating preferences are, sir. We just know that a steak was ordered from your room, and we charged it to your credit card already. So the steak's getting cold.
I didn't order. That's my point.
Yeah, but the food is getting cold down here, and we really need to know soon if you're going to eat it or if we're going to eat it on your dime.
No, I didn't order the food.
Okay, so we'll keep it down here.
I didn't order it. I'm not going to have it. And I said earlier to whoever called me, I will not want to pay for it.
Oh, you most order it. You most certainly will pay for it. You already have. We've billed it to your card. The question is whether or not you're going to eat it, or are me and the staff going to enjoy it together down here?
Well, Michael, this is another strange phone call I'm getting. First I get from somebody in the front desk, now I get another call from you that I have to pay for it, and the question is whether I'll eat it. No, I'm not going to eat it.
Okay.
I'm not going to pay for something I didn't order.
That's all I need to know, if you're going to eat it or not. Now that we know you're not going to eat it, we'll go ahead and eat it ourselves. We'll split it up amongst the staff here. And but you will have to pay for it. I'm sorry to inform you. When you order something, you have to pay for it.
No, no, I'm not going to pay for it.
No takesies back.
I don't pay for something I didn't order.
No, there's absolutely no takesies backsies. That's on the thing that you
signed. No. I'll have to talk to somebody later on in the morning when I'm fully awake. I'm sorry. I'm not going to pay for something I'm not ordered.
You sound fully awake to me, and I have a hard time believing you didn't order the steak, because you sound awake.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't order the steak. I'm not going to pay for it.
But this is going to be our breakfast then, here at the staff.
Do what you want with the steak. I'm not going to pay for it.
Okay. As long as you've bought us a steak, would you mind buying us a soda?